This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. European leaders pledge arms and a path to the EU for Ukraine. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania, who during their visit to Kyiv yesterday vowed to back his country's candidacy to join the European Union and offered more weapons to help fend off Russia's invasion. Zelensky described it as a truly historic day, saying Ukraine has felt the support of four powerful European states at once. He also said it was important for him to hear that European leaders agree the end of the war and peace for Ukraine should be as Ukraine sees them, and not by conceding land to Russia. At a news conference yesterday, French President Emmanuel Macron promised more truck-mounted artillery guns, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said their message is that Ukraine belongs to the European family. The leaders also visited a Kyiv suburb where many civilians were killed. I'm Jennifer King.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced Friday that Kyiv intends to introduce visas for Russians from July 1st, 4 months into Moscow's invasion of his country. He said the requirement would take effect on July 1st, according to a government decision that he expected today. The move will end visa-free travel for Russians that began when Ukraine became independent from the Soviet Union in 1991. Zelensky's chief of staff, Andrei Yermak, says the move was being taken because of Russia's invasion that began on February 24th and to bolster his country's defensive efforts. The two neighbors share a border stretching almost 2,300 kilometers or 1,400 miles and share extensive family links. But the number of Russians traveling to Ukraine fell sharply after Moscow's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. This is VOA News. Parts of Australia will scrap one of the last remaining COVID-19 restrictions on Friday. The country of 25 million people has had some of the world's toughest disease control measures, from Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Starting Friday, the states of New South Wales and Queensland, along with the Australian Capital Territory, which is the administrative region that surrounds the nation's capital, Canberra, will lift mask mandates at airports. Western Australia will follow Saturday. There have been no announcements on the lifting of the face covering orders from the South Australian or Victorian governments. Catherine Bennett, the chair in epidemiology at Deakin University, says it's time for the mask mandates to end.
Airports aren't sufficiently different to the rest of our experience, you know, whether you go to the local shops or you're going into your workplace. We now, wherever we are, whether it's at the airport or not, we have to be conscious of our exposure. So it's important the messaging around the removal of masks isn't like, oh, we don't have to worry about that anymore. It's saying airports, you know, are now not a special case because our risk is across the board. We need to be as careful everywhere.
However, other epidemiologists believe it's a retrograde step because Australia is, on average, reporting about 30,000 new coronavirus infections and up to 40 deaths each day. Adrian Esterman is the chair in biostatistics and epidemiology at the University of South Australia.
I think it's a bad move. I mean, at least we still have to wear masks on flights in Australia, but even that's been removed in Europe and America. You know, what's happening is that the state and territory governments are telling everyone that it's all over, that life can go back to normal, we don't have to worry about anything, and of course it's not over.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A blanket of hot air stretching from the Mediterranean to the North Sea is bringing much of Western Europe its first heat wave of the summer. The temperature in the greater London area was forecast to hit 32 degrees Celsius, nearly 90 degrees Fahrenheit on Friday. The French capital could reach 40 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit on Saturday. Experts say the unusually early heat wave is a sign of what's to come as global warming continues. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced Friday that Kyiv intends to introduce visas for Russians from July 1st, 4 months into Moscow's invasion of his country. He said the requirement would take effect on July 1st, according to a government decision he expected today. The move ends free travel for Russians since 1991. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.